This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk Radio.
A program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade.
Connecting the minds of girls
and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Tamaya.
Hi, this is Imani.
Hi, this is Trevisina.
We're 7th graders at Manchester Academic Charter School.
We spoke with Rebecca Steiger at PPG Industries.
Rebecca manages the analytical labs there. Her career spans over 10 years, but her interest in math and science began to appear at an early age.
My mom saved some of my drawings that I made when I was like 6 or 7, and it shows me in a lab coat holding a beaker. So I think from the time I was a very little kid, I knew I was going to be interested in science.
But it wasn't until later in life that her career started to take shape.
And then when I started to go to school, I realized that the science classes and the math classes were a little bit easier for me. So my grades were better in math and science. So then by the time I got to college, it was kind of obvious that that was the way I should probably go. If it's something I'm able to do and you can make money at it, then it sounds like a good job for me.
Rebecca describes the work that she does on a day-to-day basis.
What I do is look at really, really teeny tiny things with really, really big microscopes. If you guys have seen a biology lab, you're familiar with the microscopes, and you put your eyes on the eyepieces and you look at whatever's on the slide and it makes it look bigger. Well, it's a funny thing about microscopy that the smaller you want to look, the bigger the microscopes have to get. And we have microscopes today that can look down at individual atoms. So an atom's the smallest piece of matter that we've really been able to identify. And we can see those individual atoms, but the microscopes are crazy big. They take up 2 or 3 rooms with all of the electronics and the vacuum pumps and everything that you need to run them.
But everything at Becca's job isn't all fun and games. It comes with its own challenges.
The most frustrating part about my job is when I can't answer a question. Sometimes you just try and try and you run every test and you don't see any differences and you don't know what's going on and, you know, you can't keep spending all day every day on a question you can't answer, so you just have to leave some things unsolved. And that one I never like.
Becca says this job is perfect for people who like to solve puzzles.
If you're the kind of person that likes to go home and take the toaster or the radio apart to see how it works, that's all physics and science and chemistry. If you really think that those questions are neat and would like to try to answer them, then this is the kind of job for you.
Becca gives us advice on how to persevere.
You know what the worst grade I ever got? I got a C in college one time. I got a C. And you know what class that was in? Chemistry. So, and my parents were very hard on me. They were, oh, Rebecca, you really need to rethink your career choice. Don't get discouraged. Expect to have a bad test. Expect to not enjoy certain parts of your classes. But overall, if you still like it, stick with it and you're going to be fine.
Girl Talk Radio is brought to you with expertise from the Saturday Light Brigade
and the generous funding of PPG Industries Foundation
and is copyright 2010 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit braincake.org.